It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
You sank my battleship!
And it wasn't just any battleship. It was the Moskva, the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, and one of their most visible assets in the Ukraine war. It's currently unclear exactly what caused the sinking, but conflicting reports have emerged.
There's been some dispute as to how it actually sunk. The Russians said it was a fire that broke out in the ammunition store that set off an explosion. The Ukrainians have said that they fired a couple of anti-ship missiles at the ship. What US officials are now saying is that they believe that account, the Ukrainian account, that they destroyed the ship, is credible, although a definitive answer has not been reached yet here in the US.
Yeah, I'll go with the Ukrainians. Unfortunately, this comes as Russia is training additional units and gathering aviation forces in an effort to ramp up for fresh attacks in Ukraine's south and east, concentrating their new efforts on the Donbas region. And there are worries that Putin will retaliate for the sinking of the Moskva, and then there's NATO. Dmitry Medvedev, deputy chair of Russia's Security Council and a close ally of Putin's, said Thursday that if Finland and Sweden join NATO, Moscow might deploy nuclear weapons and hypersonic missiles closer to Europe. Finland, which shares an 810-mile border with Russia, and Sweden both began considering applying for membership in NATO after Russia invaded Ukraine. Finland's prime minister said the country would decide within weeks. Medvedev said if the two Nordic countries join NATO, there can be no more talk of a, quote, nuclear-free Baltic. And as President Biden approves another $800 million weapons package for Ukraine, Russia this week sent a formal diplomatic note to the U.S. warning that U.S. and NATO shipments of the, quote, most sensitive weapon systems to Ukraine were, quote, adding fuel to the conflict and could bring what they call unpredictable consequences. Well, if you can somehow put that out of your mind for a moment, welcome to a holiday weekend. Friday is Good Friday. Passover begins Friday night at sundown. Sunday is Easter. And, oh yeah, your 2021 income taxes are due on Monday. In a disturbing trend from Republican-controlled states as we await a decision from the Supreme Court on the fate of women's right to choose in this country, two more states have now passed sweeping abortion restrictions. In Kentucky, the Republican-led legislature overrode a veto from Democratic Governor Andy Beshear and passed abortion restrictions that advocates say will essentially cripple the state's last two standing clinics. That law takes effect immediately. Now, here in Florida, the heinous governor blatantly lied when he signed into law another near-total ban on abortion after 15 weeks, with no exception for rape, incest, or human trafficking. But listen to the way this man lies.
The far left of our political spectrum, they are now taking the position that babies can be aborted up to the ninth month. Literally, you can go back for you parents and those some of the most significant experiences of my life to hold your child for the very first time. What they would say is, parent holding that child, if you just go back a day or two, then you would have been able to snuff the child out entirely. That is just fundamentally wrong.
No, that is just fundamentally a lie. It's nonsense. It's just simply not true. None of it. And the lemmings standing around him at that event are just nodding in agreement. This is why we need to pay teachers more. Just saying. The Republican National Committee voted unanimously Thursday to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates. In a press release, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel said, quote, "The Commission on Presidential Debates is biased and has refused to enact simple and common sense reforms to help ensure fair debates." She said reforms should include hosting debates before voting begins and, quote, "selecting moderators who have never worked for candidates on the debate stage," end quote. Okay, I already comply. This bias allegation echoed the former guy's criticism of the commission. The RNC decision effectively bars Republican presidential nominees from participating in forums organized by that commission, which has run presidential debates since 1988. Kind of makes you wonder what they're afraid of, huh? Well, more details are surfacing about yet another police killing of an unarmed black man. This time it's in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where an officer shot 26-year-old Patrick Lioia in the head during a traffic stop on April 4th. Video footage of the incident was just released on Wednesday. Lioia's father said, "My son has been killed like an animal." Peter Lioia brought his six children from Congo in 2014 to escape the violence there. Now the Associated Press is reporting that he fears he brought them here to the United States to die. A federal jury on Thursday convicted an Ohio man who claimed he was just following presidential orders of then, you know, the former guy, when he participated in the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. The jury took less than 3 hours to find Dustin Byron Thompson, 38 years old, guilty of obstructing Congress as it certified President Biden's 2020 electoral victory over Trump. The jury also found Thompson guilty on 5 other charges, including stealing a coat rack from a Capitol office. He could be sentenced up to 20 years on the obstruction charge, a felony. District Judge Reggie Walton said, quote, "Our country is being torn apart by charlatans who care only about power." That one's for you, Donald. And finally, Vice President Kamala Harris and second gentleman Doug Emhoff on Friday night become the first known second family to host a Passover Seder at the vice president's residence. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff is Jewish, and Friday night marks the first night of Passover. By the way, Saturday, April 16th, is also the first day of National Park Week, and there's free admission to all national parks that day to celebrate. Find the national parks near you at nps.gov. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.